Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, and welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss, and this is...
Sonia Choquette.
So blessed you have my soul sister with us today, but even more important is that Sonia is an absolute treasure of spiritual intuition and enlightenment. She really doesn't need an introduction, but I'll tell you a little bit about her. But we are just delighted to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm very happy to be here.
Aw, so happy to have you. So, beloveds, as mentioned, I'm Alicia Doss, spiritual seminar leader, speaker, and author, assisting you to live from the better angels of your nature. And Sonia Choquette is a renowned spiritual teacher, intuitive guide, and best-selling author. She is the most highly regarded expert in the field of intuition, has been a world-renowned intuitive guide and spiritual teacher for 40 years. Clearly, you started when you were a toddler. I was just telling her she has perfect skin. So I actually think it's closer to 50, isn't it?
It's probably 50 now. That's a little bit. Yeah, it's 50.
I mean, that's so gorgeous. Because you started when you were a 15, child, really?
I started when my first class was when I was 12 years old.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing. So this is a treasure we have today. She's also, by the way, author of 27 New York Times or international bestsellers.
Like to write.
Incredible. Prolific. Her books have been published in 37 languages and 40 countries and have been read by over 1 million people. Sonia's work has been featured on Hay House Radio, Oprah Radio, ABC, Fox, Shape, Gaiam, and Wall Street Journal Live. Her teachings have attracted the love and admiration of nearly 500,000 social media followers and over 1 million global students. Sonia's mission is to help others feel whole by using all of their senses to create a life that is intuitively guided, empowered, authentic, and meaningful. Today, she's going to teach us how to read life accurately, commensurate with her brand new book, Read Life Accurately, Recognize and Respond to What's Really Happening.
That's right.
I love that title. So can we call the light?
I'd love to.
Okay. And, beloved Lord God, just now we open into the light of the Holy Spirit. So, beloved listeners, if you're driving a car, please keep your eyes open. Otherwise, just close your eyelids and open your heart and open your inner senses. And we just ask that anything that could impede our awareness of the light, any negativity, karma, imbalances, stress, just let it all go. We ask that it be taken and transmuted perfectly. And Lord, we are so open to miracles as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, connecting to the Mother God, to the Divine Feminine, to the absolute truth of the love that we are. We actually open ever more than we ever have, dropping all reference points that love might be, all of our awareness, connecting heart to heart to each other, all those listening, all those who will hear the archives, connecting heart to heart to all those on our planet, bringing us into oneness, and most of all, dwelling within the heart of love itself. May this conversation add to that love in every way for the highest good, and so be it. Amen.
Amen.
So many questions, but just let's start there. Tell us about how is this book different than the 27 other or 26 other books? I remember you saying at the beginning of the book that this is after COVID. People are more ready.
Before COVID, our world was relatively predictable. We didn't have the requirement to pay that much attention. what was yesterday, we can pretty much assume will be today, unless it's some unusual disruption. So people could check out, and did. They checked out on their technology. They checked out in their distractions, their consumptions. They checked out in just their overwork if you're in the Western world. So nobody was either here nor there. And when COVID came, there was a big plug pulled on that. All of a sudden, we were thrown into an utterly unpredictable life, globally shared life experience of we are all feeling equally threatened. We are in an uncharted waters, and we don't have any leaders or authority figures to navigate us through this
right.
with any reliability. So it jump-started what I have been teaching all along, but was easily dismissed before that, which is we have inner senses mm-hmm. that can navigate where the outer senses fail. Your our senses can show me what you look like, where you live, what you sound like, even what you feel like, but they can't tell me what you feel internally. They can't tell me what your priorities are. They can't tell me where your values are, what your intentions are, but your inner senses can. And so by default and necessity, they started coming online spontaneously. But here's the problem. If you've been raised to ignore these inner senses and they start coming online, you're going to end up in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, and especially if you've been indoctrinated to consider these inner senses not real. One of the things I grew up with and have faced for 50 years is I live in the real world. Mm-hmm. In other words, the mm-hmm. third dimension.
Right.
And I ignore the fourth and the fifth dimension or what I call the subtle realms. But now that these sensors are coming online, it's not enough. We have to learn to integrate and have them become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people were experiencing is either they'll go with the inner senses, woo-woo,
mm-hmm.
or we'll go with the outer senses, practical, logical, realist, and both are inadequate to navigate you in life. So Read Life Accurately is actually working on the assumption that I'm not going to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
I've written 37 mm-hmm. books that convince you
mm-hmm.
that inner senses are real. Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach you how to use these, how to bring these senses together, work as partners, integrate so you are using your entire sensory awareness, and how to address and eliminate the filters that would keep that from being available to you. So it empowers you to both visually and sensually read life, but also energetically read life. And then you get the big picture.
Mm.
That informs you on how to make better decisions.
Can you help us learn to trust? Because that voice is always there, but it's a still small voice. And then we have these voices of conditioning and outer voices that are loud and booming and distracting and cunning. How do you discern that highest voice amidst all the cacophony of the other voices?
I believe that the first thing you need to do is acknowledge and validate that your inner voice, and it's, we're limited by language. It's not necessarily a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It is an inner impulse, an awareness, a vibrational knowing that we give a voice to. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. the first thing, is that we recognize that this is a legitimate part of me. And for those listeners who have been really hyper-conditioned in left brain logic and science and all that, current science acknowledges that our guts, our hearts, our throats, the back of our head, the crown, and the skin do respond energetically. They are receiving energy, which gives you information. So bring your logic on board
mm-hmm.
instead of fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is new information, but what I'm sensing or feeling is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that said, we do have our emotional voice. We do have our judgmental bias voice. And so each of those voices has a different effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
And we use again, I'll say the voice, the feeling, the vibe that you are experiencing or is coming to your consciousness leaves you quiet. leaves your brain quiet, mm-hmm. leaves your body a bit relaxed. That is the guidance that is coming from the direct energetic experience. If the voice in your head is loud, argumentative, bouncing around, insecure, really opinionated, that is an ego and emotional voice.
Mm.
So pay attention to how it's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Does this voice feel like it's coming from a place of energetic information, or is it your ego trying to maintain control? You know what? You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Your ego voice is, but it's not your voice or the confusing of the voice that is the problem. Problem is to listen to that inner guidance. You have to really assume full responsibility for yourself. And
yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
That's the scary part. That step into true sovereignty of your life feels for a lot of people like a very big leap and a bit of a scary one.
And yet it's where we're going. It used to be that we would look to the priests and the gurus and the leaders, and the challenging news of not having as much faith in all those is it's challenging. We want those very soul-led leaders. The good news about it is it takes us right within our own sovereign selves to go directly to spirit.
Well, I think that reflects the evolution of the planet. There was a time and a place where we wanted these father figures, mm-hmm. whether they were spiritual father figures, corporate father figures. You had a job, you worked forever, you got to retire.
Right.
Your father, my father, our parents had that guarantee. That
mm-hmm.
was the paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
That we go to the church, we follow the rules, we're going to be okay, and
we'll get to heaven.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it started before COVID, but COVID really sealed the deal. Everything collapsed.
Yes.
And there were no father figures who had the authority or the gravitas or the ability to say, I'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
They're all scrambling to take care of themselves. So we were thrust back into self-reliance and self-responsibility. And some people post-COVID have drifted back to external authority figures. They're just not ready
mm-hmm.
to assume that degree of personal yeah. responsibility. And that's fine. If you are one of those people, intuition isn't going to play a big role in your life. You have surrendered that inner direction and delegated it to an outer authority. But I believe in the first commandment, which is not to have false gods.
Yes.
So
yes.
Outer authorities are not particularly necessarily attuned to what you personally need.
Mm.
And so people are starting, it's like popcorn. All of a sudden, because I've been out in the field here for
yes.
a long time, and what I was
yeah.
talking about was like, it was almost like when you're out in the cornfield, and all of a sudden the suburbs start coming in, and the next thing you know, the cornfield is now the new main city.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I've been teaching is no longer out in the cornfield.
Right, right.
Everybody is kind of having these spontaneous experiences
mm-hmm.
of intuition. So this new, my book, Read Life, is not to convince you
right.
that they're legitimate. The goal of this book is we're going to work on the assumption
mm-hmm.
that this is a natural part of you that you need.
Yes.
But we have to learn how to navigate and discern these inner senses and what and how they work. And also, they're not enough. We have to sharpen our outer senses, which have also gotten very dulled.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pay attention and listen and taste our food. And have you ever run around the house going, where are my keys?
Yes.
And they're in your hand.
Yes.
You know, we have to come out of the numb state.
Yes.
That is a consequence of being in your head.
Yes.
Your head cannot feel.
Right.
So we've lost touch with the sensuality of life and consequently with intimacy and connection with one another. So we need this whole constellation of senses to bring us back into relationship with ourselves, one another, and the planet. And Read Life teaches you that that's a process.
Mm-hmm.
But you're hardwired to do this naturally, so it's not a complicated process.
Right. And it's a natural process. And
right.
It really sounds like what it's doing is it's really coming quite mindfully into the present moment.
And understanding that you have more available guidance than you've been taught. That you don't need to be suspicious of your feelings and your gut feelings and what your heart says and dismiss it because someone told you to do that. You now begin to recognize, no, wait a minute, that is a legitimate way for me to know. Even, and I love this. Even science says it now, you know, but that's my new father figure.
Right.
Science says, quantum physics says that the heart knows, the gut is a conscious organ, the heart is a conscious organ, the skin
yeah.
is a conscious organ. So, but here's an interesting story. And this is really an example of what I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this episode on YouTube once where a man lost his sight. And he was born with some corneal abrasions or I'm not sure what. But medical doctors were able to restore his vision. But that did not mean he could see. Because his brain
wow.
did not know how to see.
Wow.
And it took a year of training his brain to work with his actual vision to be able to understand and integrate what he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel I'm doing the same thing with your inner senses.
Mm-hmm.
They're happening.
Right.
But we have to teach your brain to take this in and
yes.
to give it validation and to listen to it and to learn to work with it instead of fight it.
Right.
And that's what... But it's a very quick process. It doesn't take a year.
Mm-hmm.
It actually takes 3 weeks. 3 weeks of actually paying attention to your inner senses and not fighting them.
Right.
But nor do we bypass our outer senses. It's like, okay, where are you? What do you see right in front of you? What are you hearing? What are you tasting? What are you smelling? Where are you going? What is important to you? So it's really a choreography of all of your senses. Give you accurate information.
Mm-hmm. That's really beautiful. And the thing that I love is, in a way, it's spiritualizing the physical more. It's not saying, you know, there's heaven and earth, then you either go up or you're
right
or you're corporal. It's
that is the patriarchal version mm-hmm. of spirituality. The evolution of our planet is showing that everything's spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The earth, your body, the planet, it's all spirit. It's all divine creation. And we are here to learn how to be creators with our consciousness. And our senses are the tools of consciousness in that they're not exclusive. Also, our emotions are tools of consciousness that we learn to use to create as the divine beings that we are. We are creators, but it's like Harry Potter in the Harry Potter's school. You had to learn to use your, you know, to manifest and use and master your magic. So that's kind of what Read Life is about, is how to use and master all of your senses to create the life you really want.
Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, I always come online when you have Harry Potter references.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life.
Get high quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Das has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit AliciaDas.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at AliciaDas.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
When you go to Alicia Das's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit AliciaDas.com. That's AliciaDas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit AliciaDas.com now.
Well, how do we do this? Okay, it sounds all well and good, but how are we going to read life accurately? Because we know we can, and we know it's natural because of our language. If someone says, man, he didn't read the room at all, pretty much everybody's going to understand what you're saying.
Sure.
Or I so misread that situation. This language, we accept, and I've taught all over the world. It translates. And whether I'm in China or whether I'm in Finland or whether I'm in Italy, people understand what I'm saying. So that reveals that there is an intrinsic connection to our ability to get information beyond our senses.
Mm.
So we start there. And it begins with, well, what do you want? What are you looking for? Because we will be selective in our awareness. If I'm lonely and want you to fill that void and you have the visual, I'm going to maybe misread or choose not to read all the red flags that tell me you're really not the person.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make the shoe fit, you know, make the situation work.
Right.
And then you force liaisons or connections or you force yourself into a job. I really need a job. So you go get, you apply for a job, but everything about it just is not resonating, but you're overriding the information because your intention is, I just want any job. I'm not being discerning.
Right.
So I really break it down to say you have to know what you want. It starts with you, and it starts with knowing what are your goals, what are your values, what are your priorities, what are your intentions for now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be too universal about this. We'll get overwhelmed. For today, let's start it even more immediate. And then you start gathering information. What did my eyes show me? What are my ears? You start from the outside and work inward. Go to your five senses first and then go, what does my gut say? That is the energy that is protective. It scans, your gut scans to protect you. What does my heart say? That's the inner sense it scans to connect you.
Mm-hmm.
So one is to protect you, one is to connect you. What does my throat say? That's the energy that's telling you where you can hear not what's said, but what's intended in your own voice and in others. So what am I energetically hearing? Vibrationally, energetically. Then you put that all together and look for congruency.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so
when you're reading other people, which is what you're...
We do all the time.
We do. And I love that you're saying, like, sometimes we override that. And in my parlance, I would say, because I want what I perceive that they'll give me, or I think I need what, you know...
Or if you're spiritually inclined, you read their potential. You read what they... what is possible, but you are ignoring what they're actually choosing and how they're actually vibrating.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. And this is what happens to a lot of empaths and spiritual
it's
people.
True.
It's like, that was my soulmate that turned into a monster. It's like, well, actually you were reading their potential, but you were ignoring the very obvious broadcast red flags that that is not what they're prioritizing or pursuing.
Right.
That's not what they're choosing. And so you decided to not read the signals. But I ask people all the time, were you really surprised?
Yeah. Because back there.
Because so you we, actually, your senses work.
Yeah.
It's not about do your senses work. It's are you going to pay attention or not?
Right. So what would you suggest? Now, I don't mean to generalize, but I think that women are more likely to fall in love with someone's potential, you know, their vision of who they think they are or will be or could be, even to the detriment of really seeing what's present. And
that's a cultural influence because women and a biological one. Biological in that women are the nurturers of the human race. You know, we are the mothers, we are the nurturers, we are the caretakers. Now then we get into culturally, we are expected to be the nurturers, the caretakers, the givers, the ones that hold the space. So we will naturally go into, oh, what can I nurture in you? What can I caretake in you? What can I cheer you on? But we're not taught necessarily to be discerning, and we're actually discouraged to be self-nurturing, self-caretaking. That is considered, for a woman, selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's changing rapidly, thank goodness.
Yes.
Because women abandoning their own self-care will have a secret agenda with others. If I nurture you, you owe me.
Right. Right.
You
but it's never said out loud.
No, it's implied.
Yes.
It's relationships based on assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you can feel the tug and pull. And this is where you feel betrayed and you feel abandoned and misled because the assumption that you're operating on and that you were raised with for many people is you be a good girl, you be the nurturer, you show up, you caretake, you cultivate the potential in another, and it'll grow, and they'll take care of you.
Right.
Now that's all imploded.
Yes.
It's kind of an interesting place on the planet now. In a way, it's all each man for himself, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing each of us to bring all of our own self-love and our own discernment and awareness and self honesty online. So everybody's kind of thrown back into their own experience and invited to look at that.
Yeah.
Am I operating in an aware, conscious, aligned state, or am I being selective? Am I being not discerning? Am I being sentimental? Am I being codependent?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough experience for a lot of people right now, but it's a tough love experience. Mm-hmm. We are being encouraged by the circumstances vibrationally on this planet to grow into our power, to bring all our senses online because they are essential to our power. And to learn that we are powerful and we can create and not depend on someone else to fill a void. It's a free fall in many ways, but people are getting it.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadoss.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Alicia Doss's clients' reporter programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
So a lot of people think intuition is random and inner guidance is random. And in truth, it's actually not. Our mind is all over the map. If we can calm our mind, it's very clear. Life, the energy is pretty consistent. Our energies run in patterns. The planet runs in patterns. But if we're in a ping pong game in our head, it looks like everything's chaotic. We experience it as chaotic, but it's really our own thoughts that are chaotic.
Absolutely, where our spirit is always that serene stream that's right there. So my last question before we move into meditation, and then we tell folks more about Read Life Accurately and how to participate with you more. Talk to us about love. You know, we were sharing a little bit before we began about how you're, my parlance, in a period of harvesting more love in your life than perhaps you've experienced, I don't know about ever, but in a while. Talk to us about love. How do we cultivate love? How do we cultivate more inner love that is then reflected outwardly? How do we dwell in the presence of love? Talk to us about love.
Well, the first part of Read Life Accurately is what prevents you from reading life. But then we go into, okay, well, let's get to it. Step one. Read yourself accurately. And a lot of us, and I had to learn this, raised in Catholic school, in a big family, culturally influenced by my environment, loving myself was really frowned upon. You were supposed to love others, and if you loved yourself, you were being selfish.
Was this a Catholic
thing? This is very Catholic.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow, fascinating.
You know, sacrifice, the more you suffered, the more brownie points you got. You know, if I'm suffering, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm the first one to say I want some ice cream, you're selfish. So I had to learn to undo that, because that's really the root of a lot of codependency. You know, make everyone happy and then you'll be loved. So that's just, I had to undo that. I had to go through a period of even if you know all the spiritual wisdom in the world and your senses are still working for you beautifully, you still have soul growth to address. So I had to learn to step away from where I abandoned myself because I was taught to, and really ended up in the divorce and living alone in Paris, and had to learn to love myself. It was an interesting guidance. My guides told me.
How long ago was that?
10 years ago.
Okay.
10 years ago, I moved in January 2015.
Okay.
So we're a month away from January 12th, 2015 when I moved to Paris. Didn't know anybody. My daughter went with me. We moved together, but very shortly after I got there, she hightailed it to London because she met someone. So I just had to sit with my, and as the middle child of seven, married to a man who's the oldest of nine, named after my mother, I had never had, and being very intuitive, I had no identity other than I was a we. I was part of we. So I had to learn to be I. It took a while. It took many years.
And by the way, plug for Waking Up in Paris. I have to read tons of books because of this beautiful podcast. I think that's the first book I read for pleasure. I mean, all the books are pleasurable because I get to interview gorgeous people with amazing consciousness. They're all pleasurable, but like just for fun, you know, and I loved it.
Thank you. I related
to so much of it, and it's, yeah, Waking Up in Paris.
That
really
was the
beautiful
book on how I learned to love myself.
Yeah.
That's what that was about.
Yeah. Do you think you had to go to a 3,000 miles away from your?
It served me because my home was a haunted house.
What?
And in terms of, I was haunted by my past. My friends all knew me a certain way. I got a divorce. Then I had that whole projection on me and identity. And I just wanted to be where no one knew me.
That's tough when you've written 27 best-selling books.
I also had a deep soul connection to France.
Ooh.
And I just knew that is where I would get, I would be very supported in learning to love myself.
Did you just conveniently already speak French? Was that just?
I did speak French. I went to school. I studied in France in my 20s, and I've always spoken French. And I just know my soul's from France, yeah. South of France.
You seem.
I am from the tradition of Mary Magdalene. I always knew that. So France was the place. And it was the source of divine feminine. I just had to go there, and I had to learn to love myself there. And it was tough love. I wasn't getting
tough love from you or France or both.
France. France is not the French culture.
Paris.
It's not touchy feely and warm hugs.
I know.
It's tough, but
despite the air kisses, they're air kisses. Yes,
truthful.
Right.
Yeah. It is truthful.
Yeah.
So I had to really meet all the places in me where I was not being truthful. Mm. And I was not being self-loving because I was hoping being such a good girl, people would love me, and they didn't. They just didn't care. I had to find that source within. So it was brilliant. Not easy. But I've never been one to look for easy. If anything, I could look for a little more easy. The next book is going to be about I am floating on an airbed in a beautiful pool drinking a pina colada maybe because easy has not been my motivator. And I'm actually, that's my new lesson is that I don't want to learn the hard way anymore. But I do feel like step one is recognize it's a lesson we all need to learn. And we're not going to get past it. So cooperate. Cooperate. Don't fight it. There's no reward. And if you don't believe me, review your life. Has there ever been a reward to ignore or harm or not love yourself? What has there ever been a reward that has lasted for even 10 minutes? So the whole planet's in this right now. We're all in various stages of coming to this realization that what's wrong with the planet is that the self we need to love is the spirit, not the ego, not the body, the spirit, the divine force in us. We need to fall in love with that beautiful self, and then trust that self in this body can lead you very beautifully to create a wonderful life. It is a source you can rely on.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, aliciadoss.com. That's aliciadoss.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aliciadoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit aliciadoss.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal three-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code Healthy Life.
Well, on that gorgeous note, we're going to do a brief meditation. I have the unenviable task of trying to lead us in an experience of that. And then I'm going to ask for Sonia's closing thoughts, and we're going to tell you how to participate more with her. So lots of fun things ahead. So let's just, if you're driving, please keep your eyes open. If not, just please gently close your eyelids and really open your heart and be aware of your heart as your heart chakra, your physical heart, and your spiritual heart, which surrounds your body and then radiates out in ever-widening ripples of love all the way into and as the ocean of love itself. And just take in a deep breath and breathe in all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, let go of anything less than love. Any thoughts, feelings, any concerns, it's not who you are. Breathe in another breath. Inhale light. As you inhale light, just let that light amplify and go in and heal any part of you that's in need of light as you exhale anything less than light. One last breath, breathe in love and light, exhale, and that love and light amplifies all through you, connecting you to each one present on this call, as there is no time and space. We're all in this together now in this moment. Now just gently receive that breath and connecting into the Mary Magdalene energy, the divine feminine. Just open and receive, and open even more now, opening
every bit of your senses, inner and outer, being receptive as one with the Mother God, being filled by love, by life itself, entering into the ecstasy of existence, being aware now of the oneness with the Father God as well, as both polarities converge in ever-increasing joy within you. Now just drop a grounding cord deep into the earth so there's no lack of spirit within your physical body and within the earth, connecting to that Christed orb in the middle of the earth, reaching the fingertips of your awareness to that Christed orb, joining as one with all on the planet. Now receiving the healing of Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. And as you receive that healing, you're aware in the oneness of traveling up in your consciousness as well into the higher realms of light. Here activating all of your spiritual senses in the simplicity of this moment. Simply being aware. What do I hear inwardly? What do I see inwardly? What is the merger of the inner and outer such that I am congruent with the spirit that animates all? What do I sense inwardly and outwardly? Is there a kinesthetic awareness? What's present in my body? And what is it that I can sacrifice? Are there any thoughts or pain or the past moment or judgments that I can just sacrifice now, giving up to the spirit? Just give it up now, that it might be replaced with light, beautiful, brilliant, ever-increasing light. Connecting now to the spirit of Paris. Let's all be Parisian for a moment. And that beauty and that ancientness, connecting to the brilliant, ever-opening culture of love that teaches us in the challenging moments and in the easy moments. And be aware now and even affirm that you can be in a beautiful, harmonious, easy flow with life. But you just give up the idea that struggle is spiritual. And be in the field of grace that is ever opening its arms to you. And lastly, what is it you know? Aware of all your guides present with you. Is there a message from Spirit for you now? Receive that message. Open. Breathe in that message. And as you breathe in that message, you breathe in all the love of the Spirit, which is, of course, the beauty that all the senses, inner and outer, lead us to. And that love now is ever increasing, amplifying, flowing through you and as you. You just affirm now. I am the presence of love. I am love. I am light. I am whole. I am spirit. Amen. Beautiful, thank you. There are a few ways to participate with Sonia, read life accurately. How to recognize and respond to what's really happening is everywhere
Amazon at soniachoquette.net, soniachoquette.net. Lots of ways to participate with Sonia. Easy to find her on Instagram. Her YouTube channel, your YouTube channel is to die for. It's amazing. The best videos ever. Easy to find to Sonia Choquette. And so tell us, how can we?
Well, I would say maybe the easiest would be to, if you want to pick up one of my books, the first one, even before Read Light Back, you're at least trust your vibes. Mm-hmm. You just, or if you want to work with your guides, ask your guides. And Read Life Accurately is how to flow in the world. So those are there. And if you want to learn more, I'd say come to YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's easy. From there, you'll find your way, or Instagram. But I believe these are where I am. Trust your vibes to where you want to show up.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
When you go to Alicia Doss's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for. And sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.AliciaDoss.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
Do go check out soniachoquette.net. My book, Your Angelic Ancestry, Discover Your Archangelic Name, Heritage, and Higher Purpose, is on sale now.
Hooray.
Yes.
And you really do need to have your support system immediately, so do get that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So that's on Amazon, easy to search for. Just search Your Angelic Ancestry on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I have lots of free gifts on my website, AliciaDoss.com. So do go there for an angelic toolkit, lots of tutorial videos, lots of free goodies. So do join us next week. I have an angelic Q&A. You can ask me anything about angels or anything else for that matter. And then joining the following week will be Asha Frost, a mutual friend and Hay House author, and then Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God, who's coming up on 30 years since he published that book and has a new book called God Talks. So thank you so much for joining us. Do go find Sonia. She's easy to find. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for your generosity to let me share all of this with your beautiful audience. Thank you.
It's so our pleasure. Thank you so much for joining. And until we meet again, live your love.